Anthony, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Hey, great to be with you.
Can you give us a general overview of this bill and the impacts it would have in North Carolina?
Yeah, so there are states across the country that have been trying to get a better handle on rising prescription drug costs. And in the United States, we rely on intermediaries known as pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs, to essentially negotiate lower prices in the marketplace. Drug companies want to charge more, wholesalers want to charge more, and pharmacies want to charge more. And so we look to the PBMs to try and negotiate the lowest cost possible. And the truth is, PBMs do negotiate very low costs, largely because of their size and scale. The three largest PBMs are Fortune 15 companies. They make up over 85% of all claims transactions. So all of this sounds reasonable. Why would we need to crack down on PBMs if they're so successful at negotiating lower costs? Well, because of the black box of drug pricing, PBMs, like any other member of the supply chain, they also want to charge more money. And so they make more money the more that they can push down on what they negotiate with pharmacies. But then on the other end of the transaction, they make more money by charging as much as they can after those negotiated rates occur. So what North Carolina is doing, what other states are trying to do, is to say PBMs have been pushing the pharmacies further and further apart from the plan sponsors and the patients, buying low, selling high, and pocketing the difference. Maybe if we eliminate that gap and create a more standardized and rational approach to the way that prices are arrived at, perhaps consumers can save money and pharmacies can also be more profitable by essentially cutting out some of the fat in the middle.
Yeah, I'm thinking about this in several different ways. Anthony, we hear a lot about tariffs right now. What impact could tariffs have on the pharmaceutical industry moving forward?
Yeah, anytime you talk about adding more tariffs onto specific products, especially in the drug channel where a majority of our drug supply comes from China and India, when you start putting more tariffs on those medicines, well, that becomes essentially a tax. The question is, who bears the tax? Traditionally, pharmacies and wholesalers, they will end up buying the drugs at more expensive prices, meaning that to the degree with which they have power in the marketplace, those costs would then be incurred upon consumers and employers and government programs, kind of canceling each other out, right? The government says it wants more tariffs for a number of reasons. One is to act as a revenue stream, but that also means that government, the largest payer of medicines, will now have to incur the cost of those drugs as well. So it will introduce some volatility in the marketplace. It will likely result in some drug shortages because some drugs will not be sustainable with those tariffs. But it is kind of a wait and see because it's the degree of the tariffs that are so unprecedented.
What about these weight loss drugs, Wegovy, et cetera, that have seen success rates but do cost so much? How would this bill impact the cost and the availability of these weight loss drugs?
If anything, the bill would likely wouldn't treat them as anything special, right? Mm. What the policy in North Carolina is trying to do is to say, instead of having ambiguous pricing for pharmaceuticals, the state would adhere to a national benchmark for the going rate that it costs pharmacies to acquire the drug, which is called National Average Drug Acquisition Cost. Pharmacies essentially submit their acquisition cost data to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they use that to say this is the cost of the product. Then you put a dispensing fee on top of it, and the North Carolina bill would essentially standardize payments along those rates. In the marketplace today, PBMs get the subjective ability to set whatever prices they want. So some drugs will be artificially low, some drugs will be artificially high. Because PBMs have conflicts of interest in that they own their own pharmacy companies, it is often that the most overpriced drugs are the ones that are mostly dispensed through their own pharmacies. So it's hard to say, since every experience is different. One patient's cost will be different than another patient's cost. So any policy like this will ultimately result in some trade-offs. Those who are getting competitive prices today might see a few increases. Conversely, those who are getting a rotten deal will see great savings.
Anthony, as I let you go, what do you want the biggest takeaways to be for our listeners this morning?
Yeah, the biggest thing to remember is that every member of the drug supply chain wants to make more money today than they made yesterday. That includes drug companies, wholesalers, pharmacies, and PBMs and insurance companies. Everybody says that it's the other guy's problem, but the truth is everybody wants to make more money. What makes PBMs unique is that they're the only ones who are supposed to be saving money. What we see routinely is that they are failing in that endeavor, largely because of the conflicts of interest that they have as well. So by creating more objectivity in drug pricing, it not only creates accountability for PBMs, but the entire drug channel as a whole.
Anthony Chacha, advocate for drug price transparency, competitive healthcare markets, and patient-centered care. Anthony, appreciate the time and the perspective this morning.
Thank you for having me.